Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, Nick, this week it's going to go to Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger is going to get the Peterlin Pass.
For what?
I'll play the audio first, and then I'll give him the pass. Here we go.
I would take Aaron in his prime over Patrick now. I think Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of the top few to ever do it. And so is Patrick Mahomes at his prime. Patrick Mahomes is just entering out of his prime, I think.
You think?
I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal. He's going to go down as another arguable GOAT. Mm-hmm. I think that Aaron in his prime, then we're talking about Patrick right now. If we're talking prime and prime, then I'm going to really have to think hard on that.
That courtesy of the Football and Podcast. Here's why he gets the pass from me on this one. You've pissed off every Steelers quarterback post you. He's made it everyone, Mason Rudolph, Justin Fields, all these guys. He's made an enemy out of every single one of them because all he does is go on his podcast and then trash their game and talk about how they can't live up to their standards. So this is the olive branch that he has to give to Aaron Rodgers, the new Steelers quarterback. Now, did he go too far? Of course he went too far. Saying Mahomes is entering out of his prime right now is bananas, and suggesting that Aaron Rodgers can live in and breathe the same air as Patrick Mahomes in his prime, also pretty bananas for my money as well. But I think this is an extended handshake of sorts from Big Ben to the new quarterback in Pittsburgh. So for that, you get the Peterlin pass.
This feels like a weird thing to accuse because he played in the league and it's the most popular league. And are we sure Ben actually watches football anymore?
We're not sure. We don't know. And that's why I think it's all agenda driven, which is why I have to offer up the Peterlin pass in this instance, because all he works on is narratives. He doesn't work on anything that you actually see on the field. He works on narratives, and he is so hell-bent on trying to make a friend of Aaron Rodgers to throw down Patrick Mahomes is quite the turn.
So I don't mind propping up Rodgers, because I do think somehow between the off-the-field stuff and even the way the on-the-field stuff went in New York, I do feel like he's lost a little bit of his luster to people, and people are rooting for him to fail. So I don't mind. Like I do think Aaron Rodgers is one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever witnessed. I think there's an overlap in what he does that's so special that what Mahomes does that's so special. I just think... And I don't think there's, when we get to what matters, yeah, I mean, Aaron did fall short in the number one thing. I hate ring culture, but it is how we grade these guys. Aaron's got one. Pat's got a hell of a lot more than one.
Yeah, it does come down to it does come down to ring culture in many ways, but also to suggest that Mahomes is now leaving his prime. Does anybody really think Mahomes is leaving his prime?
No.
I know it's like an in vogue thing to say my hot take of the year is the Chiefs are not going to win the division. It's like, oh, really? That's a hot take now? I mean, they won it 9 straight, more times than anybody else in NFL history, but okay.
I mean, we went from Father Time's got to catch up with Tom Brady to it just doesn't look the same for the Chiefs.
It just doesn't look the same.
I mean, it is part, like, when you're elevated to where Patrick Mahomes is, that's what makes sense. That's what we do. Oh, you're great. Oh, we're really loving your greatness. Okay, that's too much greatness. Take it away.
Do you think Mahomes and so Rodgers obviously didn't throw a lot of interceptions in his career, and there was a stretch there where he really was at the peak of the game. And I'm not denying that, but his ability to or lack of ability to come from behind in games is something that I think Mahomes just. It's just if we're doing that debate, Mahomes' ability to come back in games and always have that magic play to do so is it's night and day compared between the two.
And that's a Peterlin pass.
The Peterlin pass.
So this is a great opportunity to talk about what the Steelers did earlier today. One, can we all just agree? Player for player trades. Let's make more of those.
Do you like the cleanliness of it all? It's very clean.
It was much more clean when it was just Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. When it turned into two players for one player and a pick swap, it got a little less clean. But yeah, I do like player for player trades.
I mean, it's our ball for Okoro trade. It's just we'll do a one for one. It's a cousin of what the Bulls did previously with Caruso and Josh Giddey. We'll just do the one for one.
But we get those all the time in the NBA. I feel like we never get them in the NFL. And there's a reason. It's really, really tough to. It's easy to say this player's worth a third round pick. That's what you trade for him. And factoring everything that determines value. It's really hard to get two teams to see a player value, specifically veteran players like Minkah and Jalen, on the same level.
Well, and Jalen's already been traded for a million first-round picks in his career as is. He's been a part of two different trades that had three first-round picks.
I thought it was four.
I just remember the two.
Because it was two to L.A., and then wasn't it two to Miami, too? Or it might have only been one. But whatever it is, it is a ridiculous amount of first-round picks for a really nice corner.
I mean, at his height, because it was Laremy Tunsil and Jalen Ramsey both had that offseason where they traded for three first-round picks. It was just insane. I'm trying to figure out what exactly the Steelers are doing here. I get it. Jalen Ramsey's a very good player, but Fitzpatrick was, that's like one of the leaders of their team. That is he's still a good player. People act like he's not a good player. He's still a good player. I know Jalen Ramsey's talented, but Jalen Ramsey's been on a million different teams. Definitely a headache everywhere he's been. Like, I don't know. This one's interesting.
I didn't love the spin coming out of Pittsburgh, which is, well, you weren't going to re-sign Minkah in a year, so why not get value for him now? That's like, I think Minkah Fitzpatrick now is a better player than Jalen Ramsey is. Like, I think Jalen Ramsey in Miami is living off Jalen Ramsey in L.A. and Jacksonville. He's not the same player. And maybe if you're Tomlin.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You think to yourself, well, we can get him back to being who he is. He seems to me to be a guy that made his money, and I think that's kind of where he is now.
I mean, he's costing you $7 million more than Minkah did for a defense that already has the top five players on their team all on the defensive side of the ball as far as paid money out is concerned.
I also think it's funny.
They haven't paid J.J. Watt yet his $40 million a year deal.
The Jonnu Smith thing
or T.J. Watt,
is also mildly humorous to me from the Pittsburgh side of things because they run, I want to say, the sixth most 13 personnel in the NFL, and they already don't get the ball to Pat Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a long time, we've had debates about...
Does this mean the change of the offense is coming? This might be the Aaron Rodgers change of the offense?
I mean, I hypothetically, you could run more with two tight end sets or three tight end sets. I just... Like, Jonnu hasn't been very good. No, I don't want to say that. You already have a really, really nice young tight end who you don't get the ball nearly enough.
Yeah.
And if you look, Freiermuth is open. Like, he's kind of the Odell Beckham Jr. of like, well, he only had 1,000 yards, but he could have had 1,500. Freiermuth had like 300 or some yards last year. He could be a 700-yard receiver from the tight end position. They just don't throw it to him. So it's like, well, okay, now you've just cheapened his value alongside getting Jonnu, who, again, has never been the guy he was in Tennessee ever again. Yeah, still good, but just not what he was.
It just so many people gave him so much credit, and then you saw the trade back in return, and it was like, oh, maybe they're not really going for it the way that we thought they were. It's interesting.
I think a lot of people look at this as a still go all in trade because you're giving up the better pick, and you are bringing in two veterans as opposed to one. I do think it's an all in move. I just think it's a galaxy brain trade. I get it from Miami side of things. I think it's too cute if you're Pittsburgh.
Why is it too cute?
Because Jalen Ramsey is a first-class pain in the ass and not worth what he was four years ago.
That's my big argument is that he's a first-class pain in the ass. That's the biggest thing. And Minkah's basically a Boy Scout, and they don't have too many of those in Pittsburgh.
And I think if you're going to take away targets from one of your from a young, emerging tight end, I think that's also a bad decision.
Jalen, by the way, did not grade out particularly poor or anything like that last year. As far as PFF is concerned, I know there's more to the game than just what PFF says. They had him as a 16th best corner. It's obviously not what Jalen used to be, but he can play a high level.
So, Jonnu had career high in receiving yards last year. I think that's a product of the system. This is going to be... Remember second year in New England when he had like 300 yards? That'll be this year in Pittsburgh. I would be shocked. So, again, it's one of those things of like, there has to be some other logic behind this. And I do think, like, you know me. I've said, I think Rodgers in Pittsburgh this year, I think they're going to win a playoff game. I think they're going to be substantially better than last year. Because I think Aaron now at his part of his career is substantially better. And you can have more of a robust offense than you could with Russ or Justin Fields. This just feels like a okay
move. It's just not moves that you typically... This offseason has not been typical of the Steelers in many ways. We'll start with the DK Metcalf trade and then go from there. It's not what they typically do. They don't operate that way. And maybe that's a good thing for Tomlin. Maybe Tomlin needs to wake up and do things a little bit different.
I don't think that's... So to me, Tomlin screams of a guy who's been somewhere for so long and he's had so much power in that organization. The only thing that will change for Mike is a change of address, and I don't think that's working either. Because I think if you're Mike, you're like, I've never had a losing season. Like, what's the motivation to change if... And by the way, your biggest thing you can say is, I just never got the quarterback right, no matter if he's involved in those decisions or not.
No, but he is heavily involved in those decisions. That's why I always thought it was interesting. Tomlin, the GM, never gets any sort of critical eye looked at him in any sort of way. Like, he is... By all accounts and what you read in Pittsburgh, he's the one that makes all these calls on everything. We always just think of him as just a head coach, but he's the one that makes all of these different decisions. And I think when he's acting in a different way this offseason, years past, he never would have made this Minkah trade, and he never would have made the DK Metcalf trade.
Just wait for if he goes somewhere else and is cloaked in enormous power. I mean, like, even more so in Pittsburgh.
He's got a ton right now.
Well, yeah, but Omar Khan's been in the organization for 15 years.
I know, but
Omar is a power broker.
It's amazing to me. We never look at Tomlin the way that we looked at Belichick when Belichick was making all those trades and all those deals in New England. We should.
And we should, but if he goes to a place where there isn't a Brandon Hunt or there isn't a Omar Khan, It's going to be the ultimate boomer bust. He's either going to do really well because nobody's challenging him, or it's going to be Butch Davis in Cleveland, where you get like 4 years in and being like, who exactly have you drafted? What exactly have you done? Because none of it's very good. 216-474-0092. As we move the show forward there, Dan Favalli, Bleacher Report, Hardwood Knocks podcast joins us. We'll talk about LeBron, the Lakers, and maybe a return to Cleveland, and his thoughts on the Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro trade in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.